Hi, this is Treya Lavery, and I'm here with Craig Stedman, Senior Executive Editor of Search Business Analytics, for this episode of Talking Data. So, Craig, last month you attended the TDWI Leadership Summit in Las Vegas. So what were the big topics of discussion there?
Well, the focus of the conference was, the main focus was data science applications, particularly in big data environments. So a lot of the talk was about the kind of the challenges of building a data science team and a data science process, effective data science process in organizations. And kind of one of the messages was that there are really more, the bigger challenges are more from a process standpoint and a process standpoint and just building a data-driven culture in general in organizations, more so than the technical challenges. So there were some roundtable discussions that took part in which the participants talked particularly about some of those, cited some of those issues, a variety of roadblocks, even concerns among business managers that data scientists would take over the decision-making process from them, or the then also the kind of the flip side of that is the possibility of analytical models just being developed and then ignored by business executives and other users in the decision-making process. So there were a couple interesting presentations by analytics and data science managers. One at, from Cisco, the networking IT vendor, who talked about basically she said they had a lot of bumps and bruises along the way. She's part of their corporate data science team, which works with was set up in 2013 to do some data analysis for business units. And also to help develop advanced analytics skills and best practices throughout the company. But they, through the course of 4 years, they had three restructurings basically to try to get the data science process right. And so they had issues. At first, they were too focused on conventional business intelligence work and conventional business intelligence and data visualization work. They tried to address that to bring the data science part of the process more to the fore. They turned out they were too academically they were connected enough to real business issues, as she said that they were coming across as a little too academic and ivory tower, and so they weren't really effective at providing information that was useful for making business decisions. And they eventually changed their name to try to make it sound more like they were practitioners with a business focus. They were working to produce analytical findings in a single day, and adopted some design thinking process to try to focus discussions on topics about, such as what goes into business decisions and how that info can help them, the members of the team, in crafting analytics algorithms. So, they're at the point where they think they've kind of got an interesting or a useful, effective process in place. But as she said, things didn't really go in a straight line, but they kept learning along the way. And just one other, another presentation by the director of the data science for LinkedIn, and they didn't have quite as much of a long and winding road, along the way. But it took about 2 years for them, she said, to really solidify their data science process and get it to the point where they where it was, a solid state.
So businesses seem like they are having a lot of trouble setting up the data science process, but once they have that going, it seemed like another article you wrote from the conference talked about how analytics teams at some companies are using aspects of the scientific method for data mining and analysis. So how is that helping those teams make sure their information is accurate and useful?
Right, yeah. So, yeah, data science isn't really a, it's not a real science, not a real scientific discipline, but analytics, some analytics teams are trying to embracing some of the aspects of the scientific method and try to apply some scientific rigor to try to ensure that they do produce accurate and meaningful information. So again, LinkedIn and Cisco, the presenters from those companies talked about this. So LinkedIn, for example, they're very metric driven. They have hundreds of metrics in place that they use to in analyzing tests of planned new features on the website before they're added, to try to make sure that the features are worth adding to the site. What they, in order to make sure that they have valid data, that they're getting good data that to use in analyzing the tests, they Yale Garten, the director of the data science team there, said, they treat data as a first class citizen. So they track and log data as part of what application developers, have to do as part of their job, and it's part of their performance reviews as well. So track and log data related to the new features that they're looking to add, and they have a data model review committee that checks to see whether the specified data will actually be generated and collected so that they can analyze it, and they. They meet weekly. Well, they're doing feature tests to go over them, review the metrics and the analytics results, and they even use some scientific terms as part of their data science process. They call the feature test experiments, and the metrics they use to test out hypotheses on how features will affect what LinkedIn users are doing on the site. And Cisco also their corporate data science team, they do peer reviews of each other's work. They adhere to a CRISP-DM, which is the data mining and analysis methodology that has a six-phase process model for data analysts to follow. They also use a decision modeling process that's designed to tie data analytics efforts to business decision making, so that you're actually doing work that business executives and other users can use in making decisions. One thing she said is that too. These aspects make they kind of force the data scientists to be collaborative, to work together, because of the peer reviews and following the methodology. This is something where she said that they're basically religious about these things. So to try to get accurate results along the way. One other thing is that another speaker at the conference, Donald Farmer, who's a analytics and data management consultant, who was talking about that. Analytics teams, data scientists have to be willing to experiment and even to fail in some of their experiments, just like real scientists do, which is somewhat counterintuitive because people say, you don't want to end up giving business executives bad data, faulty data to use in making decisions. Clearly you don't want to do that. But I think the idea is that you want to, it can be good to do things that don't work, and then use that information, learn some lessons from that, to then figure out how to get good, valid results from a data analysis application. So, as you said, if everything you do works, you're not being daring enough in the analytics work that you're doing, and you're not really being innovative as well.
All right. Well. Thanks, Craig. Sounds like the conference was very informative. And thanks to our listeners for joining us for this episode of Talking Data.